Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at wbez.org/events.
I'm in a studio at WBEZ Chicago on February 18th, 2020. Rod Blagojevich has been released from prison. This is Public Official A. Now, President Trump had been toying with the idea of letting Rod Blagojevich out of prison for almost 20 months.
It's one of the few powers of the presidency that this president can simply exercise. It's his main magic wand.
New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman was aboard Air Force One back on May 31st, 2018. That's when the president first thought out loud about freeing Rod.
There's no guarantee that he's ever going to do something. I think that he said things that sounded good that day, but we have seen the president say he's going to do something and then not do it, dating back to, you know, the very earliest stages of his candidacy.
Well, today, he finally did what he said he was going to do.
We have commuted the sentence of Rod Blagojevich. He served 8 years in jail. It's a long time, and I watched his wife on television.
Back when we were originally making this podcast, Rod's wife, Patty Blagojevich, was all over Fox News.
So here now for an exclusive interview on the story, Patricia Blagojevich.
But joining me now on a Justice exclusive is Patty Blagojevich, former Illinois governor's wife.
So you've been on Fox now, is it two times, three times?
No, I've been on, let's see, Tucker, Martha McCallum twice, Laura Ingraham, and Judge Jeanine, so five times.
So five times. Yeah. Walk me through what that strategy is about. Why are you targeting Fox?
Well, you know, our fate is in one person's hands. That's it. Just one person that can either reunite my family and end this like nightmare that we've been living for the last 10 years or not. So I don't know the president, but I do know he watches Fox.
Patty was trying to reach an audience of one, and it worked.
We are all so grateful that the president is thinking of us in this way. We are so grateful for the president to even be thinking about us in that respect. You know, we know that President Trump is a kind man and he's compassionate, that we can't help, you know, to be hopeful.
I don't know him very well. I met him a couple of times. He was on for a short while of The Apprentice years ago. Seemed like a very nice person. Don't know him.
Patty only met Trump once when he was hosting The Celebrity Apprentice, and Rod was a contestant.
We went out there for the finale to New York. Rod, Amy, Annie, and I were in an elevator with the president and Ivanka at the time. And he was very nice. He was, you know, he was talking to our daughters and saying, you know, you'd be proud of your dad. He's a good man, that kind of thing. It was very nice.
But he served 8 years in jail. There's a long time to go. Many people disagree with the sentence. He's a Democrat. He's not a Republican. It was a prosecution by the same people, Comey, Fitzpatrick, the same group, very far from his children. They're growing older. They're going to high school now, and they rarely get to see their father outside of an orange uniform. I saw that, and I did commute his sentence.
Have you ever thought about what that first evening will be like?
I can't think about that. What would I make him for dinner the first night that he comes home after eating prison food for years, you know, or it's that kind of stuff. And, you know, that's a dangerous game to play. You know, hope is a dangerous thing when your hopes keep getting, you know, thwarted.
Right now, Rod Blagojevich is on his way home. No more prison food. This is Public Official A. Keep listening.